This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me!
By the way, just like I first called, not bragging, just letting folks know, I figured out their program, their blueprint, their operations manual. I was the first to say hours after last week that, well, a bunch of stuff, but I was pointing out that they were running a bunch of scams where they would come out and make an announcement and then it wasn't true. They would say that Flynn has admitted that he, during the campaign, worked with the Russians that Trump ordered him to. Wasn't true. And they put the hoax out. And they go, oh, you're suspended 4 weeks. They did that desperately to see how it would be accepted. It wasn't. Just to see if it would sail. And people wouldn't go look up the dates that were already there and find out it was when he was president-elect and totally normal. Well, I saw Anderson Cooper last night call Trump a pathetic loser and all this stuff. And then when it had a backlash, he deleted it saying, oh, someone hacked me. So that's how these cowards do it. But I got to give it to Megan Brzezinski with her filthy activity. She just does it right out in front of God and country. Coming up the next segment, Catherine Austin Fitz joining us. Roger Stone with Big Exclusive News. He's the guy that first called for the special counsel to investigate Mueller and the whole thing, and it looks like that's what's going to happen. So I just can't believe how dialed in Roger is. Not to getting orders from somebody, he developed so many of these strategies. That's why I call him dirty and evil, because he's not. And then he just kind of arrogantly goes with it. Well, you're bad, I'm the villain, and it's not even true. So, again, joining us is David Seaman, again, investigative journalist and researcher, a popular YouTube channel with 130-something thousand subscribers at David Seaman Online. I've got about 3 minutes to break. Thanks for joining us. Other important tidbits, you got cut off on the break. You want to impart to folks about the cryptocurrency revolution. It really is like printing press level, internet invention level. I mean, clearly 8 years in, this is something that we can't ignore.
Yeah, we at Fulcrum News, which is my startup news company, we think it's a big deal. We put up an article and a couple of videos. Bitcoin and Ethereum have elites in a global panic. So that's the level of disruption that's ahead potentially.
And that's important. Interrupt. Give us your website again.
Fulcrumnews.com.
It's a great name. I love Fulcrum. Yeah, go ahead.
They tried to attack Napster, and then later technologies like BitTorrent were so good, they just couldn't shut it down. And here, Bitcoin might be the same way. Certainly, everybody has tried to attack it. The media, Reuters, and the AP, which are controlled in part by the Rothschild family who invested in them. Whenever there's a pullback in Bitcoin, they always focus on that. And they don't focus on the fact that overall, the thing is up more than 50,000%. Some of its biggest competitors.
Well, sure, and look how the Rothschilds own the main carbon exchange as well, and the Economist magazine, NM Rothschild, you name it. They want a global carbon tax to be the new fiat currency. They really don't like cryptocurrency.
Yeah, they are a money cartel, and they have overinvested in media to keep us craving their dollar bills, which they essentially loan out to our own country. It's very bizarre. Doesn't make sense in a modern internet age. And that's why crypto is coming of age, is that our financial system is the last thing we're doing that is kind of a throwback to the Middle Ages. We elected a president on the basis of videos and social media posts. So why doesn't our money catch up now? It is. But again, for people out there, final point to remember, please store your own coins. Once you learn enough about Bitcoin or about Litecoin or even Ethereum, take the extra step to learn about cold storage. Store it yourself, because even though Coinbase is a good business, in my opinion, part of the ethos of crypto is you hold your own money. You don't trust Coinbase to remain good people and to not be compromised.
One of the crew wants to pop in just real quick and ask you a question. Go ahead.
Hey, David, long-time investor here. I've been curious about whether or not it'd be worth it to hold on to cryptocurrency or sell it off for cash, because the whole point of this is it's supposed to take place of U.S. dollars someday. What would your advice on that?
Yeah, I can't give financial advice in terms of whether or not cashing out now would be ideal. I can't tell you if it's going to go up in the future, but I can tell you personally, the little amount of Bitcoin that I have and a lot of Ether I have, I wouldn't want to sell it, but I can buy something that I want to see. Until then, I'm mostly holding. I have an income. this is, as Alex said at the beginning, it's still speculative. It's still risky.
We're out of time, but Connor, that's a great question. I would do a mix of it, and that's how you do it in investments normally. David Seaman, thank you so much for talking to us about the revolution of cryptocurrency. A lot of really thought-provoking points that I needed to ask, so I want to know. We'll be back. Stay with us. You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to Catherine Austin Fitz, used to head up the Department of HUD for the Clintons, big insider exposing them for 20 years. We're going to get her take on what's happening with the economy, what the globalists are up to, and more here in just a moment. Mika Brzezinski, the article's on InfoWars.com right now, has come out in a vicious attack against the Trump family. Well, I'll tell you what, let's just hear it directly from her own mouth.
I want to know how she does that and where the chief of staff is and where anybody else in the White House is this morning or where they were after that tweet went out yesterday. The president should have taken it down. The president should have apologized if he didn't take it down. He should have apologized for hurting Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's feelings at the very least. But he should have apologized for being a sexist pig, for sexually harassing on Twitter, for using sex to denigrate women. And again, I mentioned yesterday, the president is obsessed with women, especially some women, especially women who go on television and have a voice, or especially women who serve in Congress or in the Senate who use their voices. Any woman that stands up against him, he is obsessed.
And again, the headline is up on InfoWars.com. I'll play more of it in a minute. Brzezinski attacks Trump's wife and daughter for not calling out sexist pig president. So you got this bullying thug, daughter of a war criminal, married to this creepy psycho Joe, up there just upping the vicious rhetoric and vitriol to 11, to use a Spinal Tap example. And she's there bullying the family, saying, call out your pig father. Your father was the pig. Your father's system's coming down. You are a evil pig. I know people that know her behind the scenes and have been on the show. They say she literally is so hateful. Everyone's completely scared of her. She won't even talk to anybody. Joe Scarborough is a kept creature, kind of a salacious crumb that sits on Jabba the Hutt's lap. I don't mean fat-wise. It's just salacious crumb sat on Jabba the Hutt's, you know, belly. And so let's just finish up with it. But the article is on InfoWars.com. Here it is.
Any woman that stands up against him, he is obsessed with. He has some special problem with women. And the women around him, his wife, who has a platform against cyberbullying, that's a joke. That is the saddest thing I've ever seen in this White House, ever in my life.
I'll stop
and
right
his
there.
Daughter,
hold on. You, there's no proof of any of this with you people. I mean, it's your husband that had to leave Congress after a dead intern, Fino, was found with her brains bashed out, Mika. And the police wouldn't release the autopsy report. Okay? So, you're up here saying all of this and saying he's attacking women with no proof, lady. You're the Democratic Party that covered up for Bill Clinton. Here it is. We'll finish up.
In my life. And his daughter, who came to Washington to work for the president and develop a platform for women, go home. Go home. You're doing nothing if you stand by
the president. Stop again. The stock market's back. People can pay off their college loans. The economy, they're trying to kill the economy coming back. Go home. Go home. There's no place for women in the Trump administration. Just loaded BS. It's mainly Democrats had to pay off all that stuff in the sexual harassment. Let's continue. We'll go to Catherine Austin Fitz.
If you stand by this president, and you should think of the country rather than your brand. And I'll tell you right now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I feel sorry for you. I've started to have support for Sarah and get your mind out of the gutter. I seriously support you in your quest for truth, in your quest for...
Oh, let's pause again. Sanders said that this woman in Congress saying horrible things would have done anything previously for Trump to give her campaign money. Saying she'd do anything doesn't mean sex. Get your mind out of the gutter. It's you guys that got your minds in the gutter. It's, again, pure projection by a dying, corrupt ruling class. Here we go.
In your quest for love of country, because you haven't made it there yet. And I'm not just talking about the women and the...
These are the globalists who want to get rid of our country, our sovereignty, our middle class, that Trump's trying to bring back. And they're telling us that we're not patriotic, like the FBI agents that made up the PPGate dossier. Kept saying they're so patriotic, but how much they hate Americans. And they hate flyover country, and they hate bitter clingers. Projection. Everything she says is her. Here it is.
The White House? I'm talking about the entire White House. All the men around this president. Do you really go home to your wives and daughters and say, this president knows what he's doing? This president stands up for women? Do you really do that?
Hey, Megan, you supported the Arab Spring and ISIS and the Al-Qaeda forces, enslaving hundreds of thousands of women, killing tens of thousands, cutting their genitals off, putting them into sex slavery. I mean, you really support Hillary that supported pedophiles and actually fought for him in court? I mean, really, Mika? Really, Mika? What a joke. Back to her.
Do that. Your wives should kick you out. Here's CNN.
Again, they are trying to create a rebellion within everybody's houses against each other with some harpy sitting up there like a buzzard perched at the failing MSNBC. Let's finish it.
She doesn't have a difficult job. She has an easy job. Tell the truth to the American people. She's an assistant to the President of the United States. She swore an oath to the Constitution of the United States, which she disgraces every day as she serially lies hour after hour after hour every day. And it bears mentioning, just for a moment, how abnormal this is. The assault, the constant assault on the dignity and the majesty of the office of the President of the United States. And this is exactly the reason the President of the United States is not welcome in the United Kingdom. Because his presence standing next to Her Majesty the Queen.
The Queen? So they're literally saying there's an assault on women because we had President Trump. The very group in the WikiLeaks trying to cause a race war. So they tried race war. They tried Russiagate. Now they're moving on to men and women killing each other. We're going to have Catherine Austin Fitz riding shotgun with us throughout the hour. Roger Stone's going to be popping in. So we'll have a three-way going here where we're all discussing things. They'll probably say, I meant that sexually. That's how their minds are dirty. I can, like, think about Mika Brzezinski. You know, we'll have three people on, like a three-way on the phone. But they'll probably make that something in the news here. Like, I mean, there's no end to it. Like, that lady do anything for campaign contributions. You know, you always talk about the people wanting to, you know, get campaign contributions. Like, he'd say on the thing, these senators here used to beg me for money. They'd do anything for money. He didn't mean to have sex with those men. He didn't mean that there. Catherine Austin Fitz, Solari.com, your amazing magazine is here in my hand. Your great work. I'm going to go over all your work at the heading up HUD, and $300 billion in financial assets you manage. But you're a big dog in the whole fight. And so you're an expert on this. You're bipartisan patriot. What do you make of just all the insanity going on?
Well, I think, Alex, a lot of it is a distraction. We launched a report and a website in September about $21 trillion missing from the Department of Defense and HUD, working in partnership with a group of scholars led by Dr. Mark Skidmore at Michigan State University. And Dr. Skidmore did an excellent, excellent interview on December 3rd that really went viral about the $21 trillion missing. That's $65,000 per person in America. So for a family of four or five, you're talking about $250,000. Interestingly enough, Forbes picked it up. Dr. Kotlikoff picked it up. And it started to get real headway in the financial media. And wham, Department of Defense announces they're going to come out with an audit They had been scrambling. They took down all the documents.
I was about to say the word is Trump. Trump saw the piece and ordered that. I should have led with the great work you and your colleagues are doing.
So, well, but here's the problem. You can't pay pension fund benefits with audit reports. So an audit is something that happens next year, is completed 2 years from now after the 2018 elections. In the meantime, there's $21 trillion that needs to be accounted for, and as far as we know, is functioning outside of the law. So the reality is, if somebody's getting on morning network TV and talking about, you know, sex is the great distraction, and right now we're purging all the sort of old people and we're using sex to do it. So we have purges going on, but that's really cleaning out the old expensive high overhead leadership and moving in a new group of leaders. I don't see it as making meaningful changes really in the system. So I think there is an enormous amount of distraction going on in the major media, and you know, and that's all it is. They're doing anything to create noise and entertainment away from the real issues.
Well, let's talk about that and give us your report card on how Trump, as I know you were here a few months ago, and it was mixed. Catherine Austin Fitz is going to talk about the tens of trillions of dollars missing that they admit, and now they're talking about an audit. Hey, that's exciting. They'll be back.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Into the lies and disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Please don't forget, we're kicking something off that I hope next year is picked up by others. But the first year, 2017, Christmas week. They hate anything traditional. They want to make it all corporate and turn it into holidays and say that's politically incorrect. It's Christmas week, and we've got free shipping store-wide. Over 100 items, 50 to 67% off. But a lot of these are going to have to end because we already sold out of BrainForce once. It was out for a few weeks. It's not going to be back till the new year. Our great nootropic, super high quality folks love it. That's 50% off. We've got Prostagarb with the saw palmetto and everything else that's known to be good for your prostate. That's 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, 50% off. All the high quality herbal food, 50% off. That's off the regular low price. I don't want to raise the price and lower it. Alpha Power. Stamina, libido, energy, strongest formula out there from our research. That's out of the gates, 50% off. The real red pill that's got the hormone precursor, pregnenolone, I'm pronouncing that right, that's got all the vitamins and minerals, amino acids. It takes about a week to feel the effects, or 4 to 5 days. But it's amazing. Alpha Power, you'll feel it in like 30 minutes. All those other products are at InfoWarsStore.com, and when you purchase the products, it funds what we're doing, exposing the globalists and bringing you game-changing info. I mean, you know, Catherine Austin Fitz was on here a month and a half ago, and her organization and groups at Solari.com and their economists were beating the drum about the tens of trillions missing that she's been doing for a decade plus, and boom, now they're, you know, calling for a audit, which I agree is too little too late. So getting into this then, what do we do right now? Why is this so central? Why is this so important? And what do you see going on with Trump?
So here's the issue, Alex. Crime that pays is crime that stays. And the reality is if you have right now, we live in a society where things are run by force. We see the stories, for example, and you've carried many of the doctors and natural health practitioners who are being violently assassinated. So we have a society that's run by force. You can't change that with a financial product. You can't change that by tinkering with the information systems. Frankly, what you've got to do is cut off the money. It's like a car that's running on our gas. We're putting the gas in the car. If the car is running around killing people, you've got to turn off the gas. So this comes down to citizens and state and local officials saying, wait a minute, if the courts aren't going to assert jurisdiction over the financial management laws, if Congress isn't going to do it, then we're going to have to do it. And there are many different ways of doing it, but it starts with recognizing that there's only one way to stop the lawlessness. I mean, you've covered the lawlessness at the Department of Justice. You've seen what's come out over the last couple of weeks. It's going to continue unless we shut off the money. I mean, when you were a kid and your mother wanted to, get you to change your behavior, what did she do? She cut your allowance, right?
Exactly. That's why they're so arrogant. What do you make of these congressional revelations where it's all like 6 or 7 FBI agents, a few Justice Department people, their wives and people are getting millions at the GPS group to make up the false stuff. Then they get fake warrants. The judges have recused themselves. I mean, this is spectacular how this is unraveling.
Well, there are many questions, but clearly if you look at the anecdotal evidence, it looks as though the Department of Justice and the intelligence agencies were deeply compromised in the conduct of the campaign and even more frightening in the conduct of the transition. Now,
arrogant as to send emails and text to each other just admitting it's all a fraud? That's crazy. It shows delusional nature. I mean, if you're going to commit crime, why not be slick about it,
Well, but here's why. In the annual wrap-up, we're about to publish our annual wrap-up in January, and we pick out the most important news videos of the year. One of the most important news videos of the year, I was about to say I'm not a Chuck Schumer fan, but he did us all a service. He did an interview, I think, on CNN or
CBS. He said the intelligence agencies have seven ways to Sunday to get you.
Right, but what he was saying is the intelligence agencies run the executive branch, not the duly elected president.
And so Trump could be good or bad, but the point is for me, correct me if I'm wrong in your view, he's trying to be president. That's why they're so upset.
Well, but this is a fundamental governance structure, because our problem in this country is the governance structure does not have integrity, and people are getting assassinated left and right. It's become a third world country. The question is, who's in charge, who's responsible, who's accountable? Does the president run the executive branch and the Congress run the Congress? I mean, is the Congress allowed to pass a law without getting shot at their local baseball game? I mean, that's the question. And so are we going to allow the intelligence agencies have run this country since the president was assassinated in 1963 in broad daylight. So the reality is we have a governance structure issue. Who's in charge of the country? Is it the people behind the intelligence agencies, the big investors and the corporations? Is it the intelligence agencies, or is it the people? And this is coming down to a fundamental flaw in the governance structure. Nothing's going to work until we get it fixed. I'm very, you know, it's always, I always get frustrated with the people who say cryptocurrencies are a solution, because in fact all we're doing is inventing their next digital currency.
Now, I respect you, and that's why I've not promoted all this. I just feel dumb not getting involved myself, and I got offered $18 million of it once, and it was too lazy to get my laptop to put it on because I didn't want to fiddle with it. This is, I'm not into things like that, because once I get into securities, then I obsess on it and want to know all about it, and then I don't have time to do the radio show and try to figure out news. You have to, choose who you're, like Bob Dylan says, you got to serve somebody. I serve the news and information warfare, not financial stuff. I have experts like you on, but what are the issues with now these cryptocurrencies being so gigantic? What are the problems?
Well, here's the thing. If we, if you're going to a world where 7 billion people have smartphones, then you want digital currencies. I mean, the leadership has wanted digital currencies for a decade. You got to build the train track.
So this is how they make it trendy. This is how they make it trendy.
Right. So here's the thing. I could try and hire all the top software developers in the world and all the top hardware guys in the world and pay them a fortune. It's much cheaper for me to engineer, a run-up in the price and get them doing it, and then when the transition period is over, wham, you shut them down and you take over, which the central banks ultimately will do. So it's very, very clever, and the reality is the price can go much higher. If you look at what needs to be, right now blockchain is not scalable to the extent that they need it on an economic
sure,
basis.
So who do you think's really behind the original launch of Bitcoin? I know Max Kaiser's a nice guy. I know he's been involved with some of the Soros sons, and I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'd like him to come on and answer those questions about that. Hopefully he will soon. But that's been my concern from the beginning.
So, I can't tell you, but ultimately the people who most want this system, and you did the premier interview on this, is that it's the bankers who want a chipping system. And you did the interview with Aaron Rousseau where right before he died, Aaron decided to tell all and explained, what the plan was and how the chipping system will work. Well, you're going to get there a lot faster if you get everybody inventing. And as I said, the market's so small and so ownership is so consolidated, it's very easy to manipulate this price up. And, the question for a lot of people listening to this is they're looking to make money on the speculation. How far does the innovation period run? How high can they take the price? No one knows. It's a political question. This could go on for quite a while. You need to bring a lot of people in because, you've got to get the transaction system more secure and figured out, and two, you've got to figure out how to take blockchain globally, again, in a way that's economic.
Exactly. You've got to get stores everywhere accepting it. And that's why we all got offered the money. Hey, 5-6 years ago, hey, Alex, take it on your store. Here's some free stuff. And I'm just like, do I want to sell my soul for $18 million? But then I think maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's not a bad thing. Maybe maybe I should. I mean, again, I'm not normally somebody that vacillates. But on this, I'm kind of looking at both sides because I don't know. But Catherine Austin Fitch has never steered us wrong. We'll be back with her on the other side with more and Roger Stone with Breaking Intel. You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up here in just a few minutes, Roger Stone, who first called for a special counsel to investigate the fake Mueller-Clinton crime family investigation of Trump for Russiagate. That's now openly being pushed by Congressman Jim Jordan and many others. Boy, when he first talked about it 2 months ago, they acted like, he's ridiculous, you can't do that. The Democrats attacked within hours when he said that on the show because they're afraid of it. Roger Stone coming up in a moment. But finishing up with Catherine Austin Fitz of Solari, ladies and gentlemen, an amazing website, solari.com, amazing quarterly report. Catherine Austin Fitch calling for the investigation of the missing trillions in the Pentagon and more. It's now starting to happen. No, it's not as much as she'd like to see, but it's in the right direction. Catherine, in the few minutes we have left, what are other tidbits, predictions, angles you'd like to bring forward on trying to restore the republic, trying to restore jobs, trying to restore a future?
So one of the reasons I think that the Bitcoin, the growth in Bitcoin and the growth in the price is going to continue for a while, Alex, from what I'm seeing, Bitcoin is the laundry of choice to finance a world of activists coming into the 2000 election and doing a lot of the divide and conquer. When you talk to the activists who are doing all this crazy stuff, they're all financed with Bitcoin. I saw a presentation not long ago in September by an activist who's basically traveling the country, planning on running for president in the Libertarian Party, promoting a rape of Russia plan, exactly the same plan that we, the intelligence agencies, did in Russia after the wall came down, something that would devastate, Russia, the population dropped 10 to 20% overnight as a result of literally people starving to death. And if you look at what was being promoted, it would be the same thing. It was very funny. I got back and did a report, and one of my favorite colleagues said, oh, this is Hitler's wet dream, an infinite amount of free money to finance armies. So I think this is, if you look at who is being financed.
You're saying Bitcoin is a globalist black ops weapon.
It's many different things. It's many different things. So I'm not saying this, but if you look at coming into the 2018 election, whatever the laundry is being run by Bitcoin, I think they're going to have a tremendous impact, and we need to understand that if we're going to push back.
But couldn't Pandora's box get out if you're correct? And then couldn't this end up things like it being used for good? People going direct, peer-to-peer, instead of through middlemen?
Sure. Anything can. But remember, we're talking about a financial system and an information system that has no integrity. So no financial system can have integrity when the governance system doesn't have integrity and is run by force.
Well, my gut, as everybody knows, the last 6-7 years was, even if it's legitimate, they're going to grow it up, they're going to let it be Wild Wild West, and they're going to come take control of it. We'll have our global digital currency, and we've already created the pathways, people have already adopted it, not fearing a global digital currency as Big Brother, but thinking it was avant-garde. Catherine Austin Fitch, always thought-provoking, Solari.com. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. Have a great day.
You too. So many people say to me, they go, Alex, last hour you were up there promoting cryptocurrency, and I do want to start dabbling in it and learning, it's so important, I better figure it out. That's what's happening. It's like if I go take a boxing class, doesn't mean I'm going to be a heavyweight boxer or, whatever. I'm admitting I'm not an expert. I know more than most people because I've studied the generalities, but I'm going to start doing some investment and some studying and having more guests on because it can't be ignored. And then I'm going to have guests on that are anti-crypto. I'm going to have people that are pro because that's what we do here. We actually try to figure stuff out, and then we remember and watch who's been accurate, who's been on target, who do we trust, who's got the savvy, the gravitas. Now, one of those people is Roger Stone. It is ridiculous how much he predicts, how much he breaks, and he doesn't get fed an idea. He develops most of them on his own. Sometimes we develop ideas together, but 9 times out of 10, he's got a big idea about politics, and that's why he's so respected and feared and watching. Believe me, I've been there with him. I've seen it. It's amazing. These bigwigs, he thinks he's a rock star, and that's why the left's so scared of him, blaming him for everything. The women that came out against Franken, they said he made it all up, even though Franken admits it, because he first broke it here. Well, he had a Fox News source, but he was the first guy months ago to go, a special counsel. You can't fire Mueller now. Because they're going to spin that, a special counsel that will expose him. Well, some say, well, let the inspector general do it. And it seems like they've been pushed into that now, so a lot of great stuff's coming out. These hearings were sensational. I mean, the whole House of Cards is coming down. That was all fake. For me, it's money paid by the Justice Department head of the Russia investigation to his wife. When they gave $2+ million, it's to his wife that got hundreds of thousands that we know of. I mean, just right there, this isn't just conflict of interest. This is looking to me criminal. Nobody's pointed that out yet. But so what does he think now about this? Because here it is. Here's Jim Jordan, who's asking the toughest questions along with Trey Gowdy. I've got to say, he's asking the toughest ones. Such a fan of this guy. Saying exactly what Roger Stone's been calling for 2 months. Here it is.
This is unbelievable. So What's it going to take to get a second special counsel to answer these questions and find out, was Peter Strzok really up to what I think he was?
I think it's important to understand, Congressman. We have...
That's enough. Roger Stone, what do you make of this? What's the next big shoe to drop?
Well, Alex, Rod Rosenstein certainly proved to be the artful dodger today under relentless probing from Trey Gowdy and Jim Jordan. And Matt Gaetz, he dodged and weaved and kept referring every question to someone else on the question of text messages from the Mueller staff, on the question of McCabe's refusal to respond and testify for the Congress, McCabe being the deputy FBI director, on the question of the contributions to various Democrats, Clinton, Obama, and so on, from members of the...
And the very same Trump. Russiagate people are the ones covering up for Russiagate for the Clintons. I mean, this is a very tight group, really an inner conspiracy. It's so tiny that only like seven people are running everything.
So I think what happened today is the move for a special prosecutor to hone in on Uranium One, hone in on what Mueller and the Get Trump Brigade, which is really what his strike force is up to, and their various biases and evidence of political democratic activism, really picked up speed today. I really have believed, as you do, that now, given the mainstream media position, the president can't just unilaterally fire Mueller. It would appear that he was firing him to obstruct justice. But he can put Mueller under investigation himself, in which case he could not continue to sustain his position.
He must refuse, but won't they bring in a new little creature?
Well, it kind of depends. Since the focus of the new special prosecutor would have to be Rosenstein himself, given that he was the supervising U.S. attorney on Uranium One, I would argue that the public wouldn't stand for it. Rosenstein would have to recuse himself also, and the decision would go to the Solicitor General.
But regardless, we're going to break. I mean, I don't. You know me. I won't sit there and put positive stuff out of it if it's not positive. I'm a killjoy, and you're like, hey, this is a victory. They are falling apart. They are scared. They are panicking. So they're changing the subject to Me Too and Roy Moore and you know, special hearings on Trump. I mean, they are really moving away from the Russia fable.
All of their bias, all of their prejudice, all of their true motives have been exposed in the last 10 days. It is incredible. Between the rogue FBI agent, the text messages, all their dirty laundry is out there in public, and the American people are getting it. They are definitely getting it.
This is beyond any Perry Mason show, these three congressmen you mentioned. It's so riveting. It's like beyond a movie. I'm like on the edge of my seat, and they're just devastating them. And it's so good to see congressmen not being wimps, but being strong and being informed.
Well, and the other guy, frankly, who's been terrific is Senator Chuck Grassley, who has got this thing by the horns and is in full forward charge against the deep state.
Well, just like Jordan said last week, more's coming out. Let's talk about the next shoe to drop. Because I know you and I both know some of what's about to drop. I don't know how much we want to get into here, but just get ready. Because if you want to fight, the globalists have got one. Stay with us.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Front lines of the information war. It's the Alex Jones Show. With yours truly, Alex Jones. You hear those war drums?
Killing code.
We're watching the whole globalist system go down right now. It doesn't mean, again, we're offering some utopia on the other side, but I was already thinking this morning. One of the crew members said, we don't want to die on this Roy Moore Hill, which is a military term about this is not the hill for us to die on. It's not a bridge we got to take. It's not a fortress. It's them throwing everything they had at it, problems with the candidate, a perfect storm. They're trying to make this a bellwether of Republican losses so that the House and the Senate get taken in 2018. I don't think that's going to happen. But I'm going to get Roger Stone's take on that. I remember Roger privately agreeing with the president months ago saying, you know, boy, we could have done something better than this more. But we saw it as a Tea Party victory that the Republicans wanted Luther Strange, and we got this. The question is, would have Luther Strange have won? Matt Drudge came out and you know, said, hey, sometimes stuff's just a little too much. But we also saw fake polls showing him losing by 10 to 15 points. That creates a bandwagon effect for Jones. We also see them saying they're going to expunge the records of the voting unprecedentedly the day after the election. So my gut tells me, after seeing all the election fraud, that there was some serious fraud here, that they didn't count most of the military ballots, and he only lost by half a point. But again, die on that hill. Does the recount have any chance? I haven't asked your opinion on this, Roger. What do you think really happened in Alabama?
Well, Alex, first of all, I think it's important to understand how we got here, because the president essentially, I think, was misled into making a series of bad choices. The way Alabama's primary system works, there is an initial primary in which there were not two, but four candidates. Luther Strange, the attorney general who'd been appointed to the U.S. Senate in a dirty deal with the outgoing governor who was on his way to prison. Luther was supposed to be investigating him. Instead, he was importuning him for an appointment. Congressman Mo Brooks, who, although friendly with Steve Bannon, was a never-Trumper during the 2016 race. Dr. Randy Brinson, who appeared here at InfoWars, an early original Trump supporter and former chairman of the Alabama Christian Coalition.
That's who you thought would be the best.
I thought he would be the strongest candidate. And then Roy Moore. Now, of those, only Brinson was a Trump supporter. But every time Dr. Brinson was able to find substantial financial support, Mitch McConnell and the boys at the Senate committee would mobilize and cut that money off. The president was told by his advisors that this was a two-person race and that he had to choose between Luther Strange and Mo Brooks. That was never true. And the president was kind of shocked when suddenly a judge he had never heard of won the nomination. Now, I'm a libertarian, as you know. Roy Moore was never my cup of tea. On the other hand, I didn't want a liberal Democrat in that seat. Now, in essence, I think we have avoided a whole new controversy. Because I can tell you directly,
if Moore would have gotten in, they were going to make a canard out of it, a red herring. It was going to be really out of the whole Me Too hysteria.
Even worse, Mitch McConnell and the Senate Campaign Committee had investigators in Alabama this past week digging into Judge Moore's personal finances, seeking to prove that he lied on his financial disclosure forms. A felony that would certainly prevent you from being seated in the Senate. So they were ready had he won. Frankly, I doubt the judge would ever have been seated.
So you think we dodged a bullet here?
I really do. Now, here's what I would do if I were the president. Right now, I would call Doug Jones and I would invite him to the White House. Doug Jones has to run in Alabama in 3 years. Alabama is not and will never be a liberal state.
And so if he's smart, he'll make a compromise with the president.
Well, it's a ruby red state. If Doug Jones wants to get reelected, then he's got to be a Democrat in the mold of Hal Heflin or Rick Shelby when he was a Democrat. They're not going to elect, or I should say reelect, a liberal Democrat.
Then how did one of the most ruby red states fall to the Democrats? Just all the money, the Moore, because Moore did kind of hide a lot once this stuff came out.
That was a huge factor. You can't be invisible and be a candidate. Riding a horse is not going to get you votes. Moore was too extreme even for Alabama. Even his wife's comments at the rally the night before, oh, we're not anti-Semitic, one of our lawyers is a Jew.
So expanding on that, Matt Drudge is right that you just can't push it this far.
Well, look, you had Roy Moore saying that homosexual activity between consulting adults should be illegal. I'm sorry. I'm a libertarian. What consenting adults do behind closed doors is their business.
No, I mean, I hear you. And
too extreme. Even for Alabama, too extreme. So Moore was too far out of the mainstream. He was a poor campaigner. He wasn't terribly articulate. And when attacked, he didn't punch back. He disappeared. That is a cardinal mistake, a cardinal rule. If you're going to get attacked, you got
to
respond.
We had him ready to come on the show, and they just wasn't off-record discussion. They were just afraid I'd ask tough questions. And I said, yeah, I'm going to bring up how young girls did you date, because I think it's a little creepy. But
well,
I was gonna...
so they passed up the opportunity to be seen by millions of liberty-minded voters and thousands of them in Alabama. It was an inept campaign, a poor candidate, and unfortunately, the president was pushed into a series of unfortunate choices.
All right, let's shift gears here. What are they going to do? Where do you think the Russia investigation goes now that it's literally a point exposing the fraud, and it's unraveling by the day as new documents come out? They've been trying to hold them back. It's now it's a deluge, a collapse level. Floodgates have been opened. What do they do now? We know it's Me Too. That's their go-to. But if Trump doesn't roll over or the Republicans don't roll over to all this ridiculousness, it doesn't do anything. So where do they go in their hysterics? Because they're reaching new levels.
But actually, I give you credit for this. The instant the Weinstein thing broke, you said on this show, they're going to recycle the phony charges against Trump now. You predicted it before anyone I know, and that's precisely what we see unfolding.
But I can see the PR rollout. They did this on purpose. They couldn't cover this up anymore. His brother wanted to burn him. They've been spending. It was already coming down, so they decided to do it. It's clear rollout.
But what I think the answer, Alex, is, as I told the New York Daily News and the Washington Times this week and Vanity Fair, I still believe that the only two people on the planet who don't realize that Mueller is going to bring a charge of either obstruction or perjury against the president are the president's two lawyers. Now, it's very important to understand that Ty Cobb, one of the president's two lawyers, does not work for Donald J. Trump. He works for the
Hold on, stay there. You're hosting the fourth hour. I'm going to co-host part of that. Stay there. We're going to come right back in a moment and break all this down with the one, the only, Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones. I want to just thank you all, the listeners. Thank this crew. Thank the sponsors. Thank the networks. Thank everybody for being here. I just want to say that because it's so incredible. We're even on the air with all the tribulation that has gone on. And I'm not complaining. It's what we asked for. But let me tell you, it's been quite a ride. Christmas week. We're calling it Christmas week. I want people to adopt it. The week before Christmas, it's about Christmas. So call it Christmas week. We have free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping. That hadn't been around in a few weeks. We brought it back. And close to 100 items now that are 50 to 67% off. And we're not selling stuff that's not selling at that. I want you to get products, in some cases, at loss leader prices, so that they're so good, you'll want to come back and get them again. But let me tell you, we need funding. And it's, you know, it's been up and down this year compared to last year. I need to expand. I'm trying to hire more people. I'm trying to pay them decent to do our hard work. And my great reporter, people like Owen Schroyer and others, you know, I want to give them Christmas bonuses. So I know it's hard for you out there as well, but you get great products, water filters, seeds, books, videos, supplements. When you get them at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you're fighting the tip of the spear. You know you're getting the globalist faces, and you know you're having an amazing effect. So please do your Christmas shopping, or at least part of it, at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the new Red Pill. We've got Alpha Power, which is just incredible. We've got Brain Force Plus. We've got DNA Force, 33% off. We've got so much available at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, understand, we don't whine like millennials or like SJWs. Oh, my God, we're under attack. But when it all comes out someday, what's been going on behind the scenes, nobody even knows about it here. That's okay. People are going to be amazed. Because let me tell you, I live a James Bond movie every day. They want to shut this down, and the money you give us is coffin nails in their big, fat, ugly butts.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.